proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. Today we begin to look at symbols of Jesus Christ in the Old Testament. In the 24th chapter of Luke, the author's narrative described an incident that took place on the road from Jerusalem to Emmaus. While two disciples of Jesus Christ discussed what had recently happened to their Savior in Jerusalem, the Lord himself joined them. However, they remained ignorant of his true identity at that time. When he asked the two men about the subject of their conversation, the disciples spoke about the report of Jesus Christ's death and his resurrection. Nonetheless, they expressed their disappointment over what they perceived as an unaccomplished goal in his ministry. Quote, "We trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel," unquote. Jesus Christ responded, quote, "O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken," unquote. He asked them, quote, "Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory?" Unquote. Luke recorded that, quote, "He expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself." Unquote. The Savior's exegesis began with the first five books of the Old Testament, which Luke referred to as Moses. It extended throughout the prophetic books. The two disciples became so profoundly affected by what Jesus Christ taught that once he had departed, they asked one another, quote, "Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures?" Unquote. They suddenly realized that a number of Old Testament verses, whose importance they might have overlooked, a number of those Old Testament verses actually spoke about Jesus Christ, depicting him in various symbols and figures. Various books of the Old Testament, written hundreds of years before the incarnation of Jesus Christ, presented several symbols of Jesus Christ. In Genesis 22, the ram caught in the thicket on Mount Moriah pointed to Jesus Christ as the Lamb of God provided by himself for a sacrifice. Exodus portrayed the Savior as the Passover lamb, killed in order to avert divine judgment. In Leviticus chapter 16, the scapegoat sent into the wilderness depicted Jesus Christ as the one who bore the sins of the world upon himself. The brazen serpent of Numbers chapter 21 foreshadowed Jesus Christ's redemption on the cross of Calvary. According to the book of Deuteronomy, Moses referred to the Savior as the rock of Israel's salvation. You find these symbols in the prophetic books as well. Jeremiah spoke of Jesus Christ as a branch of righteousness, one who will execute judgment and justice in Israel. Daniel described him as a stone cut out without hands, unquote, one who would shatter the empires of the world. Jonah's experiences in the belly of the great fish prefigured the Lord's death, burial, and resurrection, something that Jesus Christ himself pointed out to his Jewish contemporaries. Malachi referred to the Savior as the Son of Righteousness, risen with healing in his wings. Over the next few sessions, we will examine several Old Testament passages that depict symbols of Jesus Christ. God did not leave the Jews without witness with regard to seeing Jesus Christ in the Old Testament. As the Savior informed the Jewish crowd in John chapter 5, quote, "Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me," unquote. Symbols of Jesus Christ can thus be found throughout the Old Testament. We will just look at several of these. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio program.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.